From JMIF Wealth this Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
So we've got carnage out there. What's going on?
We have, and I'll come to that in a minute. I did just want to have a quick recap of the Australian share market, though, Mike, because even though it was slightly weak yesterday, last week was a very good week for the Australian share market. We haven't talked about it for a while. They gained 2.2% last week, and that's the best week the Australian share market's had since late 2016. And we're coming up to the end, almost the end of June, so it's the end of a quarter from financial point of view, and they could be, if they hang in there, they could have the strongest quarterly gain since early 2015. So we are encouraged that, because the Australian share market has been an underperformer. You would have been better off recently in the US or New Zealand share markets, and the Australian share market is one of the few markets around the world that hasn't regained its 2007 peak. And if we look at it on a macro level, we've sort of got a little bit of dislocation now potentially happening between the New Zealand market and the Australian market. They've got good GDP numbers over there. They've got employment market looking pretty good. The government seems to be gaining support, and they've just passed that tax package, got the tax cut. So guys, people over there may be topping up their super funds coming into the end of the quarter as well. And so we've had a bounce back in the bank stocks. So just a bit of a shout out, I suppose, for the Australian share market going on right now. Global markets, though, Mike, you're right. Overnight, a sea of red. And markets looking under a little bit of pressure. The Dow Jones, as I'm looking at it right now, down 1.4%. The broader market, the S&P 500, down 1.5%. And the poor old NASDAQ. The NASDAQ, remember, is the index that tracks the sort of tech, more of the tech companies. That's looking in even worse shape, down 2.32% as I look at it. And specifically there, we've got some issues, some reports sort of swirling around about efforts to possibly block Chinese investments and sales in US tech firms. And so we've had another tweet. Mike, I'm still, perhaps I'm old-fashioned, I'm still not comfortable with this policy by tweeting. Oh. But Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, he had an announcement out very specifically that there's going to be an announcement from the administration, not specifically about China, but about all countries that are trying to steal our technology. So that's hit the tech companies pretty hard. So most global markets under a wee bit of pressure this morning.
What would you like, a fax or a bird delivering something to you? Or?
Well, I'd quite like Steve Mnuchin. Give me a phone call. I mean, you know, he's got my number.
Okay. You know. Now, listen, talk to me about Kathmandu, because they are another one of those people who had a little bit of trouble a couple of years ago but seemed to have bounced back.
Oh, yeah, big time. Big price rise yesterday in the Kathmandu share price. Closed yesterday at $2.80. That was up 30 cents on the day. It had been higher intraday. So that's a 12% rise on the day. So very solid performance. And very happy Kathmandu shareholders yesterday, you would have to think as well. So they issued a profit upgrade. Now, we love it when companies issue profit upgrades. And the funny thing about when companies make profit downgrades or profit upgrades, you quite often get two or three in a row. It's unusual. You know, this is what we generally tend to see. But anyway, look, there may have been at least one broker that was sort of forecasting something close to this, but the market generally wasn't picking it. So next net income will now be between 48 and 52 million. That's 26% higher than previously forecast. Look, if you think about the first quarter, Mike, there were some concerns around retail sales. It's interesting, isn't it? Even when the general market is soft, there's always a company that can do well even in that environment. So they're seeing higher sales, better margins. That's good. A great combination. I was on the plane to Queenstown last week, and there was Coast to Coast legend Steve Gurney. He was in the row in front of me, fully kitted out in his Kathmandu gear. So that's a pretty good ambassador.
Look, I like Steve. Now tell me, I like you too, by the way, Andrew. What are the numbers this morning?
Okay, well, yeah, weak. So the Dow Jones, 24,220, down 360 points as I look at. The S&P 500, 2713, down 41. That's they're both 1.5%. The NASDAQ, 7510, down 182 points or 2.4%. The FTSE 100, 7509, down 172. So they lost over 2% yesterday as well. The Nikkei, 22338. The Shanghai Composite, 2859, they were down 30. The ASX 200, just down 15 yesterday, closing at 6210. And we were just under the 9,000 level yesterday, 8997. 6 down 3 points. Currency slightly weaker this morning, 0.6891 against the US, 0.9310 against the Aussie, 0.5893 against the Euro, 0.5191 against the pound, 75.46 yen. Gold trading $1,266.82. Brent crude came off yesterday, $74.60.
Beautiful, mate. Enjoy it. We'll see you Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. Get hold of him at jmiwealth.co.nz.